You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.
I threw a mystery guest on you this week.
Oh, the best possible mystery guest. Well, can I say who it is, or are we going to leave the people hanging?
You'll have to listen to find out who it is.
The best. The best.
It is lovely to have somebody who is not unfamiliar to us or to the station as our mystery guest this morning, but the suspense was built up.
It was so built up.
I don't know how to feel about you buying a Spice Girls top for your friend's child.
What? 8 weeks old. She's got great taste.
Claudia. Yeah, but like you're throwing something that predates them by like 30 years.
Yeah, but as we're seeing with this new generation.
No.
All the old stuff's new again, Bianco.
No, I don't like it.
No, we discussed that. I met a macaw yesterday out and about.
You love your birds.
I really don't.
You do.
I've got a, my thing with birds is I will cop a budgie, but nothing bigger.
Birds of a Feather, your favourite.
It's a good song. Billie Eilish.
You say you don't like birds, but you want that song in our playlist every week.
I love it. It's so good.
It's better than lunch anyway.
Hey, it's also better than the state of your car at the moment.
No, my car, you know what? My car's actually in good nick, just not externally. Internally, it's fine.
Oh, it's beautiful on the inside. You really look after it. Outside,
I had to use staples to staple up the interior the other day.
What?
It was coming apart. It was falling on me. And I said to my mechanic, I said, listen, how do I fix this? He's like, well, you can pay $600 to fix it. Or you can just staple it. I'm like, all right, I know what I'm doing. I'm stapling it.
All roads lead to office work.
Hoo-hoo, staple, gone. Done. And it's good. It's a lot better now.
We were talking about nicknames again too. I'm going to start calling you Lara.
Why?
Bingle.
She's not Lara Bingle anymore. She's Lara Worthington.
She was though. That's all that matters.
Irrelevant.
Nah.
That, again, another predated reference.
I'm vintage, what can I say?
I'm going to call you pre-date.
No producer Jack again today, which is why the show is a bit loosey-goosey.
I'd argue it's loosey-goosey every week anyway.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
There's no filter on our program.
No, there really isn't, much to the shock of the management here at Southern FM and the podcasting audience.
But not the kind of no filter that people make $20 million to, you know, different kind of no filter.
Yeah.
We have standards. We don't talk... Well, you be the judge.
Yeah, you be the judge. Isn't that their tagline too? Make up your own mind. Wow, let's not get sued today, please. Hello, if you're listening. Hi.
We love you.
We're not copying you.
We just want to be you. Not really. We'll take your money though. on that humble note.
Enjoy the podcast. Enjoy our mystery guest. I know that we're not going to have to say that, Ro, because you do. I ruined the show at the end too. Can we just make that clear?
You projectiled everywhere.
That was so embarrassing.
That's like one of the funniest things you've ever said.
I wanted to project my voice and I said projectile.
There's that. I'd make a good mummy and you also said a C-bomb almost.
I did not.
You went, Kah! It was pretty close.
To say Carl.
It was close. It was close to an Emily C-bomb.
Hey.
What?
Listen, Bingle.
Don't call me Bingle.
Do you remember her very short-lived reality TV show?
Where the bloody hell are you?
No, Being Lara Bingle. And it had a song. It was like, Being Lara Bingle. Still one of the greater.
So memorable, I forgot it.
It's great.
But you didn't forget about mentioning Justin Timberlake today.
Oh, my gosh. Hang on. As we go, can we recreate it one more time, please? Who are you going to be? Are you Justin or am I Justin?
What did he say again?
Okay, you be the police officer. So I'm driving. You're going to pull me over.
License and registration, sir.
This is going to ruin the tour.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't quite catch that. License
world
and registration.
Tour. It's going to ruin the world tour. Still,
I'm sorry, sir. I'm still going to require you to do a mandatory breath test analyzer.
Do you reckon when he had to do the walking on the straight line thing, he would have done that or he would have danced it?
I reckon he would have said, can't stop the feeling.
I got this feeling inside my bones.
It was more than in his bones, though.
Anyway, have a great week, Bayside and podcasters.
And
you don't have to just be in the Bayside. That's what I like about the podcast.
Projectile everywhere.
Oh, this is why I can't have nice things.
Bye.
Cheerio. Anyway,
you wanna be. Good morning.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine. o'clock in the morning.
Happy Monday morning to you. It's the 24th of June. Does that make it? No, not quite. I was going to say, does it make it the last Monday of June? I think it does.
Quick math. No.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It's the 1st of July next Monday.
Isn't it nice just to get that first month of winter out the way? It's a mental thing, isn't it?
All I was hearing about yesterday is the fact that we have gotten over the hardest part of winter.
Have we? Is that legit? I always thought that July was worse.
Winter's basically done now, according to a lot of people. I'm no expert,
but crack out the short sleeves, guys. We've made it.
Yeah, I did this morning.
Get the tanning oil out. That's a wrap. Carl Bianco has officially called it.
Goodbye, winter. Hello, spring. It's on the horizon. I hope it comes in time for my birthday in 7 weeks.
Well, that's what Mother Nature does. Works just exclusively for you.
Bit of self-indulgence stuff there. This is Girls by Dom Dolla. He's a new one to get us started. 5 past 7, morning.
Morning.
You've got mail with Carl and Catherine.
Certainly do. 7:08. Carl and Catherine with you. Just got a little distracted. I've heard some outdoor activities starting at 7:08. It sounds like some whippersnipping. And it doesn't happen generally this early. I thought there was a curfew.
A curfew?
Curfew and a curfew.
Curfew. Yeah,
that's what I meant to say. Curfew, curfew. I'm creating a new English for those out there.
Wow.
Okay. Right. Mailbag. Well, shall we start with the developments in the last 24 hours? You'll recall last week I outed you for a nickname you were given.
Yes. Schnickles McBetty.
Schnickles McBetty. Anyway, just when I thought that was enough of the Schnickles discussion and the schnee-schnaa schnappy, I promise I will not play that for the listener
Thank
this
you.
Week. However, I can inform you that Sahani, who did provide the feedback to us last week of, you know, the fact that she was brought up, and we also played a little video message that she sent us. She has sent us a lovely message saying, "Hello, people of the planet and people of this planet. I present to you Carl Bianco as Schnappy Devil B-Dog Brimts." There you go.
No, that's not part of the nickname. That was just for dramatic effect.
Was it?
Ah.
You
see? Yeah.
I think I get it now.
Mm.
Is it this she meant?
Correct, yes.
There we
see?
Go.
See, I've got your back, girl. Welcome to the world of nicknames. I've already forgotten it, but it's a good one.
Schnickles. I think it's the last time you're going to hear that word on this show.
Yeah, that's
just,
it.
Just quite frankly.
I love that this has carried on for 3 weeks now. Well done, Sahani.
Unless I feel like really calling you names for a whole show.
Mm-hmm.
And the year is still young, so there may come a Monday morning. I promise myself I'll get my words out today. There may come a Monday morning.
Yes.
It's early.
It is early.
There may come a Monday morning where I just throw them at you. KP, okay. Cat.
Kapow.
All
the things.
As long as you refrain from calling me BFK.
Yeah, I'd never do that.
Thank you.
Not cool.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much it on the agenda. Oh, I've got a PSA. Don't have chewy mints in your car.
Oh, can you tell everybody what just happened?
And
to
I'm not talking about chewy mints. I'm talking about... See, this is where labelling gets you. Right?
Mm.
I haven't even checked to see if these ones are sugar-free. They don't taste sugar-free, so I might have to turf them. Anyway, I was on my way here, as I am every Monday morning, as we both are, and I'm coming around down, what's the road? Centre Road, into Hampton Street to cut around the back to get to Parliament Street here this morning. And as I've done that, I'm chewing a mint, and all of a sudden, I start choking.
He is 27, almost 28 years old.
You know how you inhale a mint... Like the strongness. And it's not even that strong. It's just like the minty.
Yeah, it's like when you have chocolate and it gets you in the back of your throat.
Yeah, that's a different kind of sensation. Anyway, I've copped it. I've gone...
Okay, we don't need the sound.
No, it wasn't great. And then I've just gone... Like, I've tried to catch my breath. I've put the window down. And then I've turned onto the other street, name I can't think of right now, to get around to eventually... Was it Bay Street?
Yes.
To turn onto Parliament Street. And I've gone up on the little, what do they call it? Ballard?
Bollard.
Bollard.
Can I ask a genuine question?
Sure.
In the last month alone, how many Laras has your car been in?
Well, I might get to that a little bit later on.
Are you sick, Carl?
There might have been another incident.
Oh, my God.
There may have been another incident, but I will let you know about that a little bit later on. That was the mailbag this week.
Grim.
If you've choked on a mint, 0404 000 736.
Seriously.
This is Empire of the Sun Changes. Hey, speaking about changes.
Hopefully you're going through some.
I am, and I'll tell you about it after this. This time last week, I was trying to find my words.
Well, can we actually just pull the curtain back on that for a second?
Yeah.
Because you did go through some changes last week.
Mm.
Because it is, I don't want to say it's tradition. It's almost like going to church. Us here on a Monday morning, if we don't have coffees in this building,
yep.
It doesn't end well.
Generally speaking, yeah.
And what have you gone ahead and done?
I have put a coffee ban on myself till after midday. And that's what I want to talk about. I've gone through 1 week and I feel like I'm coming off coffee.
What?
I feel like I'm slowly but surely turning away from coffee. Because it's 17 past 7 on a Monday morning, mm-hmm. and usually I'd be hanging for one.
Yes.
Now, this time last week, I can't say I was in a similar position.
It was pretty
severe
grim.
Struggle town. It wasn't good.
We didn't have a podcast for a reason last
yes.
week.
If you were wanting to see it, maybe Malcolm was.
See it.
See it online okay, and listen yeah. to it. That's what I meant. You wouldn't have seen it. And I'm sorry to those 5 people that listen, but it wasn't there last week.
No.
For good reason.
Yeah, for good reason.
But it will be there this week. I can guarantee it.
Fingers crossed. We're starting off better than
well, we have
we
a
did.
Mystery guest later on.
This is stressing me out.
I can't tell you. But I promise you I won't be quitting on air this time.
Oh, good. Yeah, the last time, yes.
There was a mystery.
There was a mystery. And then Carl goes, yeah, and in summary, I am moving on. I've had enough of Southern FM, blah, 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 blah. And then...
There was merit to it, but it was...
And now he's back.
I was in a glass full of emotions. Is that the saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
No, it isn't. It's, I mean, a glass case of
glass
emotions.
Case of emotion.
Yes.
Thank you. See, where would I be without you? Mm. Anyway.
No
life,
coffee.
Life without coffee until midday isn't so bad.
Are you going to be a decaf boy?
Nah. I could never go down to decaf.
See, I respect this because as someone who yesterday, just on a weekend, had 3 by midday.
Yeah.
It's hard to get off coffee.
But I haven't stopped my workload or my training load.
Mm.
And I've been used to having caffeine in the morning.
Yes.
Now I'm not having it at all in the morning. I'm just drinking my water.
Mm, no caffeine in the morning.
No. No. But I'd love to know if I'm, you know, the only one out there that's doing this. I don't think I am.
Well,
people go to tea. I don't think I could ever do tea.
I don't see you as a tea guy, no.
Maybe when I'm 85 and on the way out. That might be, yes, I'll have some English tea, thank you.
An Earl Grey.
That's what I'll be, Earl Grey.
Please get back on coffee. You're funnier.
Oh, that's a bit harsh. I think your jokes have deteriorated lately.
Well, they have.
They've stooped down
they
to
have.
My level. I've gone down.
I know. You've brought me down.
Well.
You know, that's the first rule in swimming. If you ever get into trouble, you don't cling on to the person that you're with, and you're clinging on.
What'd they say?
We've gone down to the bottom of the pool together.
Tell you what, if you had hung out with me when we were younger, I would have taken you down to the bottom of the pool because I couldn't swim very well. It's fact. I got pushed into a swimming pool at Lindeman Island when I was 2. So my swimming experiences growing up, not very good. Help, help, help. I'm like Augustus Gloop in the chocolate. I'm trying to get my way out and I can't. Then
can
all
you
of a
swim
sudden.
Now?
Well, yeah.
No.
I can. Oh, no, I actually can swim. I'm just not very good at it. I wouldn't, yeah. I don't. I'm not going to put my hand up and say, I'm going to go swimming.
Was that you I saw on Bondi Rescue?
Yes, it was, actually. It wasn't the tourists that come to Australia just to see the beach and to get lost. It's me. It's me.
If they ever run into strife and they need a season 7, 8, 9 and 10, just put you in there.
That's it. If you ever want content, just put me somewhere and you'll get something.
The boy's in the rip again.
Yeah. Let's get it back.
Speaking of calm, something I was not yesterday. Carl Bianco.
I know. I was getting updates.
No. Oh. Something shocking happened yesterday.
What?
And it had me wondering on 0404 000 736. When have you been in a situation where something has materialized before you and you have to wonder, A, it's too early in the social function or the social moment for this to be happening, or you just don't know quite what to make of what is before you. So yesterday, I caught up with Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy, and my friend Mon. We had some drinks on South Bank. Now, the good thing about catching up along South Bank is you can people watch, right? So it was a beautiful day. The sun was shining. So we were sitting outside just parallel to the main bit of strip along the Yarra. So people were walking past and it was all good. And all of a sudden, I am looking in the opposite direction to the two of them. So they're sitting opposite me on the table. And I saw something and I look again. And I was like, surely not. We only just got here. Like, it's too early in the piece. There is a giant macaw bird on the rail right next to me in the middle of the afternoon on South Bank.
Okay. Is that unusual?
You would think so. Have you seen how big these birds are? They're huge.
Are you sure it wasn't just a statue?
I have photo evidence.
Because there's
this
a lot
thing.
Of statues.
No,
that are bird
it
shaped.
Was crawling along the side, and I say, "Mon, don't turn too quickly." She turns around and goes, "Oh my gosh, that's a big bird." Now, what has happened?
Did she say it in those words? I'm not convinced she did.
There is a man walking along South Bank who owns the macaw. And he had a stick in one hand, so the macaw had options. He could either sit on the stick or sit on his shoulder. And so this macaw sat there probably for about 10 minutes. A crowd gathered around our table taking photos of the macaw and us by association. And then he left, and then about 2 hours later, the macaw was back. I'm kidding you not. I'll show you the photo. We might even put it online if I can do some cropping. Look at this. Sunday afternoon. On South Bank, a macaw.
Ah, that's underwhelming.
It's huge.
No, not really.
Those things are huge. And I'm telling you, because then my friends were like, oh, we know Catherine hates birds. Let's get the bird to go on her shoulder. I was like, don't you dare.
That looks small.
It was massive.
Doesn't look very big. I was thinking it was like a swan size. Like it was.
How
doesn't
big?
Look very big.
Talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Catherine's afraid of birds, which is why she's decided to talk about this one.
Here we go. Macaws range in size from 30 centimetres to 102 centimetres. They can weigh a couple of kilos. This is, like, I'm not kidding. It was the biggest bird I have seen in some time, and a macaw has no business on South Bank.
Is that an actual photo of you with it?
I'm telling you what. That's one thing you will never see is me holding a bird that size. Anyway, I'd love to hear from you. 0404 000 736. What happened at the social gathering just way too early? Like, if that had happened later in the night, maybe we all would have had, we would have been more open to embracing the macaw.
It's like at Southland. Have you ever seen the guy who walks around with a rabbit on his shoulder?
No.
There's a guy who walks around Southland and he has a rabbit on his shoulder. I'm not even kidding you.
Was it you and Latte?
No. Oh, developments there.
Uh-oh.
Not of a positive kind.
No.
She's still with us.
Oh, good.
That's the good news, but she might not be with us for much longer.
No. Latte.
This is Fergie. At 7:30 for your Monday morning.
You can't do that.
What? Nothing's wrong. Everything's okay. It's just Latte. I think I'm getting past going out with family.
That's awful.
Controversial.
You can't
controversial
say that. Thing.
Well, I just did. Mate, I feel like I'm a real bore at the moment. I'm a boring person.
That's not true.
No, I am. I go out in any kind of social outing and within half an hour I'm bored because everyone is consuming beverages and I'm not doing that anymore.
But you don't need beverages to have fun.
No, I know that and I'm all for that clearly at the moment, but I just feel like I'm getting lost. Like I'm sitting there, I'm doing my best to be like, you know, social and showing up and stuff like that, but I'm not showing up.
Yeah, your social battery is low.
It's very low. It's the lowest of lows.
You're like my iPhone before I replaced it. Lasts about 2 seconds.
Okay.
That's sad, but come on.
I know. I went out for dinner with the fam on Saturday night and it was an ordeal in itself just to get into the city. We went to a bougie restaurant in the city.
A bougie restaurant.
It was very bougie.
Too bougie.
You know if you're going, you know if you're going to a restaurant that you have to go up to, go to it in a lift, that it's, you know.
Is that your definition of a bougie restaurant if there's a lift?
Yes. And then you're greeted by a guy who looks like Dan Andrews. Good evening, sir. You know on First Dates, you ever seen First Dates, the TV show?
Yeah.
There's a guy who reminds me of Dan Andrews. He welcomes everybody in. Yes, here for a date. Welcome.
What, so the Bianco clan came in and then this waiter's like, everyone right to go?
Pretty much, yeah.
It's best we can tell. pub is shut.
That's not okay.
That's not the line.
What is it? What was it?
That's not appropriate.
That's not appropriate.
Yes. Anyway, so you got there, you're greeted by a Dan.
Yeah, by a Dan.
Dan showed you to your table.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
Then, within moments, another person came up and started making crap gags.
Was that Kevin Rudd?
No. Could have been. Mm-hmm. No. Someone worse. Anyway, no, they weren't. They were very nice mm-hmm. person. But you know those people that, you know, they're not being genuine? They just sort of, they just come up and they're like, okay, nice to meet you, sir. Oh, who's celebrating a birthday today? Oh, you're celebrating a birthday, 21st. You'll be up till 5 o'clock in the morning. When you just know, it's just like, you just want a tip. Guess what? Didn't get one.
That's awful.
We're not in a country that tips. America? Yes. Australia? Okay. You get paid your wage.
So, basically, the odds were against these poor people from the start.
Anyway.
You were overwhelmed
I've
by the
I've sat down,
lift.
And also, it didn't help that I did ab rollouts on Friday morning.
Oh.
And I actually had proper, I'm sorry, I'm talking gym terminology here, but if you ever have done an ab rollout, you'll know what is required to do them. You have to hold on to this little stick, and you move your whole body up and back.
Yep.
And it really hurts when you do them properly. Anyway, safe to say, I probably did them properly for the first time on Friday, and I've been feeling the after effects. I'm still feeling them today. Anyway, Saturday night after dinner, I've sat down at this chair, and I don't like the chair as soon as I've sat down in it, and I'm trying to get comfortable, and I feel like, I don't know, like, you know, Ricky Bobby in Talladega Nights, he's doing his first ever professional interview, and he's like, I don't know what to do with my hands. I didn't know what to do with my body. I'm trying to get comfortable, like I'm sitting back and I'm stretching out, like not fully stretching, but I'm sort of trying to get comfortable, and I sit up and I'm like, oh, I just can't get comfortable. And then it doesn't help that, of course, there's one family member that always takes half an hour to order. So then by the time they order, and then we get the canapes.
Yep.
The smallest canapé I've ever seen. I'm not even kidding. I could have bought 4 packets of salt and vinegar chips for the price of that canapé.
Oh.
And I would have. And I would have happily eaten them. But they came with oysters. And you could select the oysters. But this is the other thing. I hate arty-fartiness. Why do people... The lengths that people go to make things look good, and then the product doesn't match the display.
Oh.
It's like so underwhelming. Just give me food I can eat. Then I got the steak and I had all these peppers on it. No. I'm happy to just go to a pub and get a normal steak with mushroom sauce. Thanks.
Remember at the start of this segment when I leapt to your defense and said, no, you're not a bore. You absolutely are at the
okay,
moment.
Well, thanks. I'll go to a break now.
Hey.
Hi.
We need to talk about this Justin Timberlake thing. Now, if you have been living under a rock, you may not know that Justin Timberlake of NSYNC fame then went on to have a solo career, had a bit of a rough week last week, Bianco.
Yep.
He allegedly, although it has been proven, did get a DUI from I think it was the New York police. Had a night out, got in his car, big no-no. But the thing is, yes, there was a mugshot that has done the rounds online.
Yeah.
But it has been revealed in the days since this story first broke that he had a bit of a conversation with the police officer who did pull him over. And this police officer's had a lot to say on the matter since it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he's revealed what Justin allegedly said after getting pulled over, and it has become the internet's favorite thing. So I'm just going to read to you what happened, and I want your reaction, because you haven't heard this yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
We're told that, and this is an entertainment reporter saying this, the cop who pulled Timberlake over was so young he didn't even know who the 10-time Grammy winner was. He didn't recognize him or his name, our insider says. A second source said, Justin said under his breath, this is going to ruin the tour. And the police officer said, what tour? And Justin said, the world tour.
Right.
0404 000736. It is my new favourite phrase. If anything ever goes wrong ever, are you right? Carla's decided to have a standing desk all of a sudden.
My watch told me to stand, so I've decided to stand up during the program for a moment.
Yeah. If anything ever goes wrong in your life now, you just have to say this is going to ruin the tour.
Look, I have something in common with Justin. I've also been pulled over by police before.
And then when you got pulled over, did you wind your window down and you go, this is going to ruin the tour. The world tour.
No.
It's ruined.
I just pulled the Do You Know Who I Am card like Justin did.
And
I didn't
they said
actually.
Absolutely not.
No, the police were very good. I did one of those things. I broke a cardinal road rule right in front of a highway patrol car. And of course they pulled me over and said, do you know why we've pulled you over? And that's the first line you get from a police officer. Do you know why we pulled you over, kid? Yep, I do know why you pulled me over. Because I did an illegal U-turn right in front of the police.
Yes.
And that's the law. You can't do that.
You cannot.
That's what I did.
No. But
I did that.
Thank goodness you weren't going on a world tour, though.
I know. Well,
but what I love so much is the double whammy. Like, yes, he got a DUI, but it was also the fact that the police officer was so much younger, they didn't even know who Justin Timberlake was. So his relevancy and his actual personal life just blew up in about 2.2 seconds.
I don't think we realise how much we actually understand that the 20-somethings, early 20-somethings, don't.
Yeah,
like, we're on the verge of 30.
Yes.
Those kids that are in the in their 20s, if you were turning 20 this year, you were born in 2004.
I know.
That's
disturbing.
Crazy.
Disturbing.
In my mind, I feel like people that are 20 were born in the 90s still.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm not the only one, because all I ever see online is memes saying when you think that someone turning 20 was born in the 90s and they were born in 2004.
Wild. But anyway, Bayside, if you, in your week this week, if you have an odd moment or an off moment even.
Just like you had just then?
Just then when I've dropped a set of headphones on the ground. Sorry, management. You just look off into the distance and you say, this is going to ruin the tour. The world tour. And it makes you instantly feel better.
Mind you, not everybody is in a position where they're about to embark on a world tour or they are embarking on a world tour and then they're drinking and then driving.
I've never been more jealous of a police officer in my life. Imagine having that experience of pulling Justin Timberlake over and then him saying to you, this is going to ruin the tour, the world tour. And since then, by the way, they have issued a statement saying that no, it shouldn't ruin the world tour. The world tour is still going ahead. And we wish Justin all the very best with that, but my gosh, it is my favourite story in some time. So for the break, Bianca, I want you to do a dramatic, this is going to ruin the tour.
You really want me to do that?
Yeah, please.
Okay, I'll do it. This is going to ruin the tour.
The world tour!
Sorry, the world tour. Something that Ed knows a lot about. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we've got a special guest, a mystery guest.
I don't know who this is. I'm stressed. The last time you did this, it was Glenn Robbins.
It's not Glenn Robbins, and they're not in studio.
Oh.
Here's your Land of Be Cool, 8 o'clock news after this.
Carl Catherine, thank you. Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Catherine.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine.
This is Reese Mastin, and you're listening to Carl and Catherine.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
Here we go.
Well, a big good morning to you, Bayside. Carl and Catherine with you for this second hour here on 88.3 Southern FM. Bianco, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I am so nervous at the moment.
Why would you be nervous in anything I ever do?
See, the way it works is we have a run sheet here on Monday breakfast.
Mm.
You put your topics in,
yep.
I put my topics in.
Yep.
Sometimes our trusty producer will tick them off.
He's not here right now,
and you didn't tell me until when I went to put my material in last night that we have a mystery guest coming on the program.
Do we ever?
Can you give me one hint, please?
Nope. I cannot.
Why?
If I do that, then I will give it away. Here is Sabrina Carpenter's Please, Please, Please. Stay waiting. Because it's only a matter of time. Sabrina Carpenter's Please, Please, Please stay tuned. Because at 8:30, we've got a mystery guest coming up.
I'm rattled. I'm shaken, I'm rattled, and I'm rolled.
That's what I do best. I rattle you.
Does that mean that I now get to organise a mystery guest too?
If you want.
Make you feel as stressed as I do
right now?
If you
want. I don't really care. You can't make me stressed. I mean, you can and you have
multiple times.
But I mean, on the whole, like, it takes a lot for me to get stressed these days. I'm a pretty cool, calm, collected kind of guy. Never used to be like that.
Yeah, true.
I've mellowed in my older age.
All right.
Come very,
Fair enough. Hey, I stepped into a new era in my life.
Okay.
On Saturday.
What happened?
It was so exciting. So my friend Laura from high school is the first of the girls to have a baby. And I met little Claudia on Saturday and it was so lovely. She is so cute. But something happened during the visit that just made me so happy. And it made me realize what my purpose is, helping my friends who are now starting to expand their families.
Okay.
So at Laura's baby shower, I think we discussed that everyone was doing, you know, like blankets, bibs, all that sort of stuff for their presents. I decided, because Laura loves her noughties and 90s music,
yep,
to get the baby that we didn't know at the time what the gender was going to be, a little Spice Girls graphic tee.
Ah, nice.
Vintage.
Yeah.
And so the first time I met baby Claudia, she had a little cardigan on. And I was like, oh, she's so cute. She's got like a little like hair bit in and like leggings. And then Laura says, there's a surprise for you. I opened it up and Claudia's wearing her Spice Girls t-shirt. And I just feel like, as a friend who isn't at that point in their life where I'm even thinking about kids at the moment, I think it might just be expanding their wardrobes and putting little bits and pieces like that in.
Yeah. I mean, that was a very nice gesture of you to get something like that.
She is very cute. And I just think having, and there's nothing better than having like baby size versions of like adult things.
I think it's corny.
Like, you know how shoes are a big thing? Like you can get baby versions of like the shoes that like the parents are wearing.
Shoes I can vouch for because
really?
It's,
yeah, they grow out of them so quickly.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool. Mm. I don't really like it when they wear matching clothes though.
Mm.
I mean, I can't speak. Sometimes I match with my dog's clothes, but.
What?
Fifi's got a leather, not a leather.
A leather jacket.
Not a, wouldn't that be a sight? No, I don't have a leather jacket.
I was going to say, do you even have a leather
jacket? No, and I don't want one. No, a...
Carl and his dog are starring in Grease, the musical.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think Fifi's past starring in anything.
You're Danny and Fifi's Kaniki.
She's probably more
Is
mobile
that what
than
you
me.
Do when you pick Fifi up to put her in the car? You go, hey, Fifi, this car could be systematic, hydromatic.
No, actually. No, all I ever do for that dog is take her walking because she whinges and feed her.
Mm.
Wait,
so what do you match with her?
Oh, no, there was one time where we matched wearing denim jackets.
Denim jackets?
Yeah, she has a denim like jacket, and I've got a denim jacket.
A denim jacket
denim.
For a dog.
Yeah, haven't you seen the photo? It's an old
photo.
It's from a while back.
You need to put it on our socials.
No, I don't know if I will.
Well, both of you had denim jackets on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't actually really like the photo. Yeah. It was a long time ago. It was a few years ago. But we were both matching. And the photo was taken of us wearing matching denim jackets. And, yeah.
Well, you headed to Thunder Road.
Pretty much.
That's amazing. I can honestly say with my late great little Norman that we never matched, and that I regret that every day.
Oh, and Fifi also does have a Richmond jumper, so if I ever wear Richmond stuff, we match too. So
okay,
matchy. You know, your dogs are very much like your family.
They are your family.
But I mean, like they sometimes share characteristics. I mean, I'm not saying Fifi stopped drinking coffee, but. Shouldn't have had coffee in the first place. It's not good for dogs, coffee.
No.
It's amazing what dogs eat that they shouldn't eat, though. And they say they shouldn't eat these things because it will shorten their life.
Oh.
But they eat them and it actually expands their life.
We don't know that.
Well, I don't know.
I didn't realize we... Is Dr. Harry the mystery guest?
I can't say. I'm not revealing anything this morning.
So I'm not going to know a thing until we ring.
8:30. 17 minutes away from finding out who our mystery guest is. But you know what? I think also, you shouldn't get too involved with your friend's kids.
Why?
I'll just throw it out there.
Why?
Well, what if you lose that friendship? Then all of a sudden that kid doesn't have that.
Well, here's an idea. You don't lose friendships.
Well, sometimes you evolve and you realize who you should and shouldn't have in your life.
I feel like we've just tapped into some sort of trauma.
Anyway, this is it Renee Rapp? Is that how you say
it? Yeah. Yes, it
Thanks.
Is.
Thanks. Not my fault, that segment.
Morning!
Yeah. I said I was going to bring this up.
Okay.
I've given up on caring about the external sections of my car, quite clearly. I mean, I don't go out to deliberately scratch it or graze it.
But you've had priors.
I've had a few pries. And
we're just talking about the last couple of weeks.
Well, yeah, I had a little incident in the car park at work.
You took out a traffic cone.
And then after that, I also nearly took out a yellow pole.
Yep.
And just when I thought I couldn't have another episode, I was driving into the gym car park the other morning. All of a sudden, I hear this large, like, screeching metal noise. I'm not even kidding. It was like, it was quite loud. I'm like, oh, tell me I haven't turned that corner a bit tight. No, I did. I did. I'm like, I hope I haven't done any damage to the fence. It was quite a sharp noise. I'm like, I hope nobody heard that. It was like, it was very early. Very, very early. Like, I think it was a Wednesday morning. It would have been on the verge of 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come around, like, this is a smallish car park at the back of the gym.
Yeah.
And then there's a fence for a neighboring house.
Yeah.
And it's like one of those sort of, I don't know the fabric you call it, the material, what sort of like, I don't know. It's like an improvement from plastic, like a harder plastic.
I don't know.
Anyway, I've gone around and I've clipped the fence.
How do you keep doing this?
I don't know.
My one bit of advice, you just need to do head checks.
Well, you know.
Properly.
But you know, I'm not reversing. I wasn't reversing. I was turning the corner.
But how does this happen?
I was clearly not awake
properly.
Is your car
properly. Too big for you?
No, it's not. It's perfect size. I love my car. But I'm just resigned to the fact that at some point I'm going to get it all fixed. So I don't really care how much I dent it up at the moment.
Mm.
I'm not intentionally trying to, mind you. However, this was off the back of my little ordeal trying to reverse park in the car park at work.
Yes.
Where I've hit the pole because I've not realised I've gone into a car park which is a small car park. And then I've been called by security to move my car.
Yes.
Because I'm obstructing the area where there's cleaners access.
Yeah, that was a particularly grim day for you.
That wasn't a fun day. And then to follow that up, to then pull into the gym car park and park in the little side park that I usually park in, and then hear a scraping noise. I'm like, that was a bit loud. And then I was like, I'm not going to even look at it. I don't even want to look at it. But then I looked through the window at the fence and anyway.
Wait, what? What the fence was bad too?
Well, there might be a little hole in it that wasn't there.
And so that fence is owned by the gym and
it's not owned by the gym. It's owned by the landlord. Sorry. It was a pure accident.
You put a hole in the fence.
And, no. Not a big one. Just a slight little nudge. And I wouldn't be the first one. I know I'm not the first one. It must be a disposable fence.
That
anyway.
That is terrible.
I apologize. No harm intended there.
I thought I was a bad driver.
And then this morning when I was driving, you had a coughing fit. And I've gone up on the... I don't think I've done any damage this morning, though, which is the good news. That's the good news.
Here's a message that's just come through from my father for you. Solution to Carl's comedy car capers. Get a smaller car.
I will never get a small... I can't fit in smaller cars, Larry.
Yes, you can.
No, I cannot. I'm very happy with my Commodore. I love my car.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you were to ask the Commodore the same question, I don't think the Commodore would say that it would like you driving.
Probably not. When you
imagine the self-esteem of that car. It's driving along the Nepean Highway and then all of a sudden it's like, I've got a dent here.
Was that you laughing then? That was a very strange bit of...
When's the mystery guest coming on? I'm not at my best. I'm rattled.
8:30. 8:30, our mystery guest is coming up.
It's the longest 10 minutes ever.
0404 000 736. If you'd like to join in the conversation at any time, how do you avoid smashing your car up?
Just be a better driver and get a smaller car.
I'm never getting a smaller car. And
you know what you need?
I don't think I'm a particularly bad driver.
What's the car that Cal Knight drives in Kath and Kim, that tiny one?
No.
That's what you
know,
need.
My,
like a third of a car.
My auntie used to have a car like that. She called it the putt-putt. It was a yellow version
of it. Well, you need a putt-putt.
I'm not getting a putt-putt. I'm too big for a putt-putt. I'm putt-putting out of this conversation and going to a break.
88.3 Southern FM. The sounds of the Bayside.
I waited that time.
You did.
I waited that time.
Finally. You've shown some manners. Good for you.
Now, I usually hear that played and I say, so lovely to hear from Miss Jane.
Don't tell me.
Miss Jane Holmes. And I'm happy to reveal, I've built this up. that we would have a special guest this morning at 8:30.
You didn't say it was radio royalty,
it
though.
Is radio royalty. Voiceover royalty. The one and only, the lovely Jane Holmes. Good morning, Miss Jane.
Oh, hello, my darling friends. And talk about the biggest build-up and possibly the biggest anti-climax in your life now, Catherine, when you get the mystery guest. And it's not a Spice Girl.
Oh, it is so, it is so nice to hear your voice, Miss Jane. How are you?
Look, I'm really, really well. I am just sitting here in voiceover heaven, and this is how we start the day when you do voiceovers. You get a cup of coffee.
Yes.
You prop yourself up in bed. You wear your $20 Kmart fluffy brunch coat, and you have smears of last night's makeup. Still just hanging in there. So, yeah, it's a glamorous existence.
Now, I wanted to get you on because I've been conversing with Catherine, and you do appear in the program every week through the station IDs that we have on the station, and you say your lovely words, the sounds of the Bayside, but I've had a bit of difficulty not cutting you off when you come on air. There's a bit of a pause right at the end of you say the sounds of the Bayside, and then I always think that's the end.
And then, yes. You know what, in radio there's that saying, you could have driven a truck through that one, meaning the pause. And I had a dear friend who worked in sales once, and at a funeral we went to, there was a pause when there was a bit of a malfunction technically. And afterwards he said, you know, I could have sold that break. I could have had that in there.
Oh, that's one of those.
So, yes, the pregnant pause in radio, it can be your enemy or your best friend. You can get yourself together during it, or you can mess up. Good luck with that as you go on.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it just so happens that the IDs that you've voiced, I love them, and they make my Monday. Every Monday I hear them.
Oh,
however, I just keep getting caught out by them. I hear your voice. I think that it's so nice to hear your voice, and then all of a sudden I talk too early.
Oh, lovely. As you go on, you get colleagues and we all become buddies, and then you find yourself talking to them when you're on the radio and they're not, or the other way around. You think, is this the first sign of madness? Are they really here? And you question your existence. What is really here? What's real? What's made up?
The thing is, Jane, you should actually take this as a compliment, because Carl has no issue talking over me at any point in time, but with you, he's always like, I'm sorry, Miss Jane. I've spoken over Miss Jane again.
Oh, as if I'm a screaming harridan. Come on. You know I'm not a screaming harridan, Carl. And exactly. If he talks over you, don't. You know what? I did a million years ago in breakfast radio, and I worked with Richard Stubbs and his brother Grubby.
Mm-hmm.
And they taught me, just get in there. If you've got something to say, boom, get in there. It was like how they ate, being brothers from a big family. When food is on the table, you just get in there. Head down, grab it, go for it. When you've got a line or you've got something to say, just get in there, because you'll miss out. So, Catherine, just get in there.
Yeah.
Don't take that from him.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm actually telling her how to repel you, Carl.
So
yes.
Good. This is good.
This
see,
is good.
You could learn a thing here.
Jane, you're welcome
a legend
here
like
anytime.
Jane.
Catherine, it's like a little girl's group hug.
Yes.
And I will get a Spice Girl t-shirt. Well, not for a baby, but for me.
Please.
Because I'll be Old Spice.
Oh, no. You're Wise Spice, Jane.
I like that. Oh, thank you. I'll go with that one then. And can I say, Carl, by the way?
Yes.
And Catherine, I did work with Dr. Harry many, many years ago. I did for about 3 years. He's a great man. Carl?
Jane, yes.
No,
so
coffee,
you've done it
no
again.
No coffee.
Yes. No.
Just get in there. No coffee, no chocolate, just, you know, what dogs eat.
Yes. I'm not even doing that. I mean, I eat what dogs eat after midday.
Do you eat what dogs eat? Did you say after midday?
Well, I mean,
are you eating pal?
No, well maybe. What's it to you?
It's quick. Look, it's good protein.
You know what they say, Jane, it's a dog eat dog kind of world. So therefore, if you have to resort to eating dog things,
I'm with you. It is a dog eat dog world.
Hey, Jane. I want to explore something with you. You're one of the most recognisable voices of this country. How did that come about?
That came out many, many years ago. Telstra was looking for someone to do their voices, and they had this kind of cast around session where they would create a picture of the person that they want you to call. So she is, she's warm, she's welcoming, she's aged about 35, I kid you not. Fabulous. She's aged about 35. She is married, but she doesn't have any children. So her hobbies include musical theatre. It goes on. Anyway, so I just put in my, you know, tape thinking, okay, sort of sounds like me then. And they went, oh, we'll have that one. It sounds like just who we were painting the picture of. It's like, hey. And they're still using it many, many, many years later, I think. After I've gone to the big voiceover studio in the sky, I'll still be saying, you know, to leave a message, press one. You know, it's amazing.
It's just, you know, it becomes such a recognisable voice, mm-hmm. an iconic voice. And you know what?
Also a yelled at voice, also the most sworn up. Even my friends say, I yelled at you today. It's like, no, it's not real, don't you? I mean, you yelled at a mythical 35-year-old woman who likes to go to musical theatre and doesn't have any kids. Who are you?
There's a missed opportunity there, Jane. You could go back with the general response when they're yelling, sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Yeah, even I hate that one. You know, my favourite one was many, many years ago, they were in sponsorship, with another company that had a competition, and you had to ring up and see if you're a winner. And some people got the voiceover, I'm sorry, you're a loser. And it's like, and then a pause, please try again, la la la. But I just love that. I just wanted to send that to a whole heap of people, but I never did, of course, because I'm a polite person, not a screaming harridan.
I think we've just found a new sound effect for the show, Carl.
That, and also I think I've just found my new voicemail message.
No.
When you call me, I'm sorry, you're a loser.
You're a loser.
Oh, that's dear.
I know. It's amazing when you do voiceovers and many years later, they come back to either bite you or make you giggle. It's really nice.
Well, Miss Jane, it's been lovely having you jump on for a chat and revealing a bit more about you, the person behind some of our station mm-hmm. IDs here on the station, because
we
always love being graced by your presence. In this occasion, we've had you longer than 30 seconds, which is even more
treat,
delightful.
Yes.
No, that's okay, because I charge more if it goes over 30 seconds.
Okay, well, I will send
this one's on you, Carl. Thanks for organising the mystery guest.
No.
Appreciate it.
No, it's okay. I'm sending the invoice to one Colin Tyra. So, Colin, if you're listening in the other studio there,
stand by for a newsman and his music coming up next.
There we go. Thank you, Miss Jane.
Thank you, Miss Jane.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Catherine. Love to you both.
Hey.
Hello.
When it comes to communal fridges. I must know where you stand.
They're disgusting.
What is the ruling? If you are at a workplace, for instance, like we both are, we have one here at Southern FM. We also have one at our other joint workplace that we have.
That other joint.
Yes. But I wonder this, because last week at work, our team was very lucky. We got sent this amazing platter of cheese, right?
Yep.
And I was under strict instructions by another member of staff who brought it around to us and said, this has been sent to you, blah, blah, blah. She said, you must get a giant sign and put said giant sign saying, do not eat, on the platter when you put it in the fridge, because otherwise it's everyone's game. And I was wondering about that. 0404 000 736. I feel like there's two types of people in this world. There's the ones that'll open up a communal fridge and just take whatever they want when it's not theirs. And then there are people who don't. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, surely if there is a giant setup and it says it's for somebody, you wouldn't open it, right? Where do you sit on this?
Well, I only touch things in communal fridges that belong to me. Standard rule.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't touch anything else.
No.
On the exception of when someone said, hey, have some of this. It's in the fridge.
Yes.
That's the only time I'll ever
take.
Although, if I'm putting something in said communal fridges, I will move around stuff for the sake of my things.
Oh, see, I don't do that either.
I don't care.
I will have to fit my thing in. Otherwise, I feel too bad.
I don't like move it a lot, but I just want my stuff to fit. So I'll make my stuff fit. That's just my rule.
Okay.
Fair. Yeah. Fair. I'll use them. I don't really like using them. They usually smell.
Yeah, they're not great.
I don't know. What is it about communal fridges at work just stinking? Like really bad, like worse than the stink you get in a household fridge?
Oh. Speaking from experience.
Well, I mean, sometimes you do get a stench in a fridge at home. It's just normal for fridges to smell when you don't get rid of things or you can't find the source of the smell.
Oh, that's the worst.
I know. It happens a lot, though.
Are you a Carl Bianco's lunch do not touch kind of operator and put a sign on your food?
No, I just use, you know, the powers to be, put the faith in the powers to be that they're not going to, you know, indulge in my lunch.
Yep.
I mean, I'm putting protein shakes a lot of the time in the fridge. I mean, if you want that.
No one wants to touch that, no.
I mean, it's mine too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just a shake. You're not going to touch. Why would you drink somebody else's shake?
No.
Why?
True. My favourite stories are the ones where people genuinely think it was their lunch and they've opened up someone else's lunchbox because they've got the same, like, Tupperware or something bite in onto someone else's and then realise.
No, that's my
actual – like, I mean, I know I spoke about the McCaw earlier and that is one of my worst nightmares, but it's that and accidentally eating someone else's lunch is also one of them.
Disgusting.
No.
Can't have it. Mm-mm. Don't want it. Won't have it. Although the one thing I'm having to do at the moment is I have to – pre-make a lot of my meals.
Yep.
So particularly my dinner. So I'm hoping today when I make my dinner and I take it to work that it doesn't get eaten because it's going to be in the fridge for a while. I have to eat dinner before 6 o'clock. So I'm an early dinner eater and it's good actually to eat before six. I never thought that you could.
It's a whole new world now.
I am changing things left, right, and
center at the moment. Congratulations, you are a 95-year-old man.
Pretty much. Mm. And this 95-year-old man is someone you have to put up with for longer than 2 hours, but generally 2 hours on a Monday. Jason Mraz right now, after this, the reflection section.
Lots to reflect on today.
Where do we begin?
Where do we end?
I don't know. But I'm not going to say what the first line of this song is.
Don't, please don't. Wow. That was a hard cutoff.
Yeah, I just wanted to really let it play out today.
You see what happens when producer Jack's away? The harp just isn't as good.
No, but he also harps on less.
Oh, now that's not nice.
He's in our thoughts.
He is. We miss you, producer Jack. Come back soon.
It's not the same.
No, it is not. The chair is empty.
What did you learn today?
I didn't learn, but I was reminded just how amazing Joan Holmes is.
Yes.
She just has the best voice in radio, doesn't she? And she always is so happy and warm. And I love the fact that I learned from her today that I just have to get in there.
I can't believe that the way she got the voiceover job she did was that she had to sound like a 35, like they wanted her voice to sound like a single 35-year-old. And she still sounds that.
Mm-hmm.
When you actually listen to her voice hasn't changed.
No.
You could still think that.
Mm. So. What would you do if you had a voice like that? I would just projectile, like, the whole, not projectile. Project is what I wanted to say.
Projectile, on that note, I think we need to just, I'm not even going to. That's too good a thing to finish on. You know what, you go projectile on the corner.
I'm done.
This is Post Malone.
Have a good week, everyone.
See you next Monday. It's
yikes.
7 a.m. Bye.